Yeah, I've never tried that. I see, I like the Radiodity company. That's who I've bought from in the past. They've gone ahead and issued their own software for the X3 model, saying once your radio's messed up, their software won't fix it. But I saw a trick on YouTube that if you're willing to spend the money and get a Virgin radio in the box, download what the Virgin has, and then you can put that in the radios you already own, and your 220 will start working again.